They've been looking at this as well. Nick, how are you? Welcome to the Rod Arkent Show.
Hey, thanks, Rod, for having me on.
So, Nick, what is going on in California? Why are more and more companies saying sayonara?
Yeah, well, the reality is companies are leaving. And the reason for that is that there's a lot of California is just hell-bent on taxing everyone that moves. If you breathe, if you do business, if you do anything in the state of California, you're going to get taxed. And the big story coming out of the 2020 census was how many residents were moving.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of deflected from this idea that businesses are saying, like you said, sayonara. They're taking their headquarters to states that are more ideal business climates. States like Arizona, states like Florida, Texas, states like Utah even.
Nick, how much, you know, California is just hell-bent on this green energy policies. How much is that forcing people out of that state as well when it comes to business?
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely driving people everywhere. Everywhere but California, that is. So you see Governor Newsom recently proposed this idea of a penalty on oil companies for the profit margins that they get from selling gas in the state of California. Gas prices are already extremely high in California. I think they were above $6 a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is just going to drive it even higher and higher. And this penalty, it couched in a penalty, not rather than a tax, is what it is. So it's done specifically to kind of avoid the legislature, and it's kind of a workaround. Really, it's a penalty just for doing business in the state of California. And that bad energy policy, that bad idea, is going to continue to drive people and businesses elsewhere to seek more affordability.
Is there anyone in the California business community or even in the California legislature who is now raising their hand and saying, folks, we got a problem here. We've got to stop this. Is anyone trying to stop it or do something about it to keep business in California, Nick? Are you aware of anything?
Not readily aware. I think
really?
They've
wow.
been trying to say that.
Yeah.
They've been saying this for decades, and that's why we're seeing businesses just go elsewhere. They've had enough of it. You know, they're sick and tired of the beatdown that they're getting day in and day out, year over year, of high taxes and unaffordability.
Nick, what about your report also explains, and you talk about what other states can learn from California's mistakes and what they should be doing now. What should other states like Utah, like Arizona, like Nevada learn from what's taking place in California?
Yeah, well, I should say we do our report, Rich States, Poor States, is an index of economic competitiveness. States should be looking to examples like Utah, which has been ranked number one for 15 years, mm-hmm. the entire time we've done this report, in part due to a low tax burden. So things like a flat tax that was put in about, I think, 15 years ago really drives pro-growth, a pro-growth economy in the states. So they should be looking to lower taxes, cut taxes. States are seeing surpluses. They can afford to do it. Cut taxes and you'll see a turnaround in your economic outlook.
Nick, what about the people who work for these large companies? Are they relocating as well? Are they given incentives to relocate, or are they try and stay in California and see if they can find another job there in California?
Yeah, I think a lot of them are. They're given incentives to follow, you know, these companies to places like Texas. And a lot of them, I think, are really inclined to do that because it's a better, like I said, I go back to affordability. You know, people aren't just leaving places, they aren't just leaving California because it's bad weather. I don't know if you've been in California in the winter. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
right. So it's not like they're going over to Texas and Florida for just the weather. It's about the same across the South. What they're going there for is so that way they don't have to pay income taxes. That's the biggest killer. You know, states like Florida and Texas, they don't have to pay income taxes. So, you know, they don't really need the incentive from the company to, you know, pick up their lives and move to these states. I think the economic benefits already exist there.
You know, one interesting thing, point you made in this report, Nick, was a comment made by Governor Newsom recently, the governor of California, dismissing claims that California is unfriendly to business by pointing to all the new billionaires in California. I have to laugh at that. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, you've got a lot of new billionaires, but not everybody can be a billionaire in California.
Yeah, well, the reality is if you're living in California and you're doing well and you can afford to live there, you're probably a billionaire. If you're someone else, you're getting both.
Probably need to be a billionaire just to stay there. You're spot on, Nick. Hey, exactly. Nick, thank you for joining us, and happy holidays to you. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, happy holidays to you as well. Thanks for having me, Rod.
All right, that is Nick Stark. He is Director of Tax and Fiscal Task Force there at the American Legislative Exchange Council.